Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to extend my appreciation to His Excellency Mr. Ban Ki-moon and Minister Burkhalter for this timely conference. Excellencies, the eradication of terrorism will take time, but all the fanatics of such horrible acts have to be well aware that our response is becoming more global than ever before. Violent extremism has become more diffuse and prevalent. Terrorists have reached at our societies and managed to take advantages from our weak points. They are using our citizens as foreign terrorist fighters. That is why we need to adapt to this new reality by increasing cooperation and coordination both globally and locally. We need to launch common tailored actions based upon needs of our societies. We need to work together in developing a dialogue by building an alliance of civilization and avoiding mistrust and prejudice among us, while the cornerstone of our actions should be the protection of human rights and the protection of rule of law. All member states welcome the initiative of the Secretary General and adopted by consensus the plan of action to prevent violent extremism. We fully agree with the findings of the action plan, pointing the need for a proper attention to the first and last pillar. It is important to address the root causes of violent extremism. Albania aligns itself with countries that have strong expectations from the implementation of the action plan. As for Albania, national values, traditions, and religious institutions in our country are among the most valuable assets of our social and national cohesion. They are a solid basis in challenging the efforts of organized terrorists to recruit and manipulate people. Experience has shown that vulnerable young people, unemployed ones, fell prey of savvy extremists through distorted religious narratives. We have to counter them by introducing a package of social, political, legal, educational, and economical programs. Along the centuries, Albania people of different beliefs or non-believers have created, and our generations now inherit, the treasure of religious tolerance, the treasure of harmony. It is vital for us to preserve and promote it. It is an example to be spread out as well. Excellencies, I am convinced that the upcoming adoption of the All of UN approach in support of national, regional, and global efforts to the prevention of violent extremism will be a promising way ahead, and I would like to reassure you of our readiness to work closely with our partners to implement all the recommendations of this action plan. I thank you.